We are learning Masechtas Bav Metzia, Daf Chaf Amud Alef, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Yutes Amud Beis, two dots around 5 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, Motza Shoiver. A Shoiver is a receipt. For example, when the husband pays up the ksuba, so either he could take the ksuba back, or he gets a receipt from the Isha saying that he paid up the ksuba. So you found a shoiver in the street. The Isha says, you know what? I got paid. That's my receipt. I wrote it for the Baal. You give it back to the Baal. Everything's good. Ain't Isha Moida. If the Isha says, no, I never got the ksuba, and that shoiver is fake, well, Yachzal is there. You don't give it back to anyone. But Bezman Isha Moida, me is Yachzal Baal. What do we say? That if the Isha is Moida, that she was paid up the ksuba, you give the shoiver back to the Baal. Freyti Gemara of Aleichosh, Duma Kos Velitim Benisan, Lelunos Nahat Ishrei. Maybe really the Shoiver, which has a date in it, wrote that the husband paid up the ksuba in Nisan, but really it didn't happen until Tishrei. Even though she's Maida, but it really happened later on. Va'ozla Vazanta Lekzvasa B'Toy V'Sana, Melissa Nahat Ishrei. And she sold her ksuba. Now, how do you sell a ksuba? You sell a ksuba B'Toy V'Sana. Why? Because every time someone sells a ksuba, it's a risk for the buyer. Because who said you'll be able to collect that ksuba? For example, if the isha dies first, then the husband gets all her or nechasim. There's no ksuba. It only works if she gets divorced or her husband dies. So it's always a risk. So she sold her ksuba between Nisan and Tishrei. She sold the ksuba, and now really, and then she really got her ksuba in Tishrei. So really, it really belonged to the guy who bought it. But they pull out the shaver. It says, what do you mean? The husband already paid up the ksuba from Nisan. So that the Isha sold the ksuba was nothing. For also was not the ksuba, it was not the Isha Tishrei. Umafik leil shayver, the ksuba Nisan, v'os the mitzvah kuchas shagadin. And we go back to the kuchas, and we take away whatever their rights are. We say, no, we're not paying you. So l'char had to give back a shayver. Why not chayshish? That because of the date was written for Nisan and wasn't given until Tishrei.
When was she divorced?
She, right? First of all, she was still married. She's not got divorced. She was still married over here. And she got a shoiver, the ksuba was paid. That's what Rashi says. If you look at Rashi, much of shoiver, it says, Shekosva isha lebaila skebalti ksubasi fa'oida tachta. They're still married. And there's a shoiver who says, sometimes you pay up ksuba when they're married, right? A bit more. You let it pay up ksuba. So m'chalik is the gemara if you let it live without a ksuba, but it could be all parts of ksuba anyway. But you're allowed to, yeah. We have four Gemara. Sorry, Atas. We had a Gemara about this. Amar Rava. Shema Mina Isal de Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. So Amar Rava. Shema Mina Isal de Shmuel. There must be a hold of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. Hamayich Shtar Chayiv L'Chavei, right? If someone sells a Shtar Chayiv to his friend, this is the regular Shtar Chayiv. He sells Shtar Chayiv to his friend. Reuven sells Shimon a Shtar Chayiv. That and this document could collect money. He gives it to, because someone owes him money. He sells that note to Shimon. Now, it's Reuven's one, the person owes Reuven the money. Reuven sold a shtar to Shimon to collect it. Reuven is allowed to be moichlet, even though he doesn't have a shtar in his hands anymore. That's what Shmuel holds. It's machal. What's pshat in Shmuel? Look at Masechtas Gittin and Taisvus, a bunch of them pshatim. Someone upshot them off because you really can't sell a shtar chayv. It's only Medir Rabbanon, and they said it could be Michael. Different pshat them. In any case, he holds it could be Michael that shtar that is sold. Phil Yerush Michael, even a Yerush, it means if Reuven dies and he has a Yerush, even he could be Michael. So what's the Gemara saying? That since the Isha who sells the shtar chayv, sells the ksuba, could really be Michael the ksuba, so therefore she has a right to write a shayver whenever she wants. And therefore, it's even though she didn't exactly get her ksuba from that date, but since she could be Michael it, so therefore, if she sells a ksuba here, and then she writes, and she wrote and she was Michael it already from Nisan, the halach is, it's taka works, and therefore is no chshash, because she has this right to be Michael it. Now she's saying that she got paid, so she has a right to be Michael it, even if she sold it. That's Rava's teretz to the kasha. To explain the pshat in this halacha, why is no chshash? Because you hold a Shmuel. Abaya amai no. Fill them less of the Shmuel, even on of a Shmuel. You know why he would not be in Choshesh that she sold the Ksuba? Because she's holding on to the Ksuba. If you're holding on to the Ksuba, That's a raya and sell. When you sell a ksuba, but Taiva said, no, you give over the ksuba itself. Here, since she's still holding on to the ksuba, vice versa, she never sold the ksuba. Remember, here we're talking about a shaver that was found. She's moided that she was paid up. The kasha was, maybe she sold it in between. And this is predated. Then, so it's two truths to me. Either Taiva says, because she could be Michael if she wants. And therefore, even though she sold it, she has a right to be Michael. And number two, and that she even can do that afterwards. She has a right to be Michael. So therefore, whatever she says could be true. And Abaye says, no, even if you don't hold the Shmuel, here we're talking about she holding the Ksuba. Therefore, we know she holding the Ksuba and she says she was paid up, so we know she didn't sell it. But Rav Amar, no, it wouldn't be a riot. That's holding the Ksuba, not be a riot. So we're worried that maybe she has two Ksubas. That one time she claimed she lost the Ksuba, her husband wrote another Ksuba. Therefore, just because she's holding the Ksuba does not mean that she didn't sell a Ksuba. That's what Rav says. But Abaye Amar, no. First of all, you're not chayav shtei ksubas, and therefore I like my pshat. You're holding ksuba, and now Abaye comes up with another thing. Lefi shita, you have to wind and say this right away. Shoyver bezmanoi taruf. Shoyver, whatever this man is, it works from then already. Abaye l'tamei doma edov bechasumav zochenloi. We had this before already. Abaye holds when edim sign on a shtar or a document. From that time already, it's chal what it says, even though it didn't happen yet. As long as it happens lebesoif. It goes to my freya from the edim when they signed. Taisus learns the takanas chachamim, but in any case, it works with shas chasima. Therefore, this shoiver, even though it was, let's say the husband didn't pay it till Tishrei and was written predated from Nisan, makes no difference. Still, it's considered that it was paid up because edo bechazum was zachaloi, and therefore, even though it's only lost to lekuchos, it goes first, and therefore it won't be a hefset to lekuchos. So it comes out we have over here. Really, three mahalchim had explained this halacha. Either like Shmuel, who holds the Michael Shtachar, is Michael, or since she's holding on a ksuba, that's a riot, she didn't sell it. Number three, Eda v'chasuma zachalai. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Motza gerashum. If you find a gerashum is what we have before, we call Shtar Chalatasa, which means that the Beis Din gave. The Bachoy gave the Malva a star to collect from the library. The library didn't want to pay for years. They figured out, they found a property, and they already identified this property you're collecting from, and they wrote on it that Beis Din evaluated this property, and this is going to the Malva for his Choyv. So it's a Geras Shum. It doesn't apply to Chshas Prayin, not Chshas Prayin. It's a final document. So what's a Geras Shum? The Gemara before asked, the Ayah could be paid it, the Gemara answered, but the Gemara answered, Ayah and Shum, the Gemara before. Motza gerashum v'geras mazon. Geras mazon is a geras where the husband was makabel to support his wife's daughter. The wife came into the marriage with a daughter. He said he's going to support him. And that also no chash parayim, because that goes day by day. You don't pay that up front. V'geras mazon. Shtari chalitza. That's a star that ish got chalitza. Miunim. A mian is, if there's a katano gets married, we're at a father. A father can marry a katana deraisa. But if the father's not alive, so there's the Kedushin Rabbanon that the mother or the brother can marry her off, but it's only a Kedushin Rabbanon, and therefore, if she says, I don't want the Kedushin, it's like a get, even without making a get. It's called a Mian. You're right, a Shtar Mian, that she's ready to get remarried. So you find a Shtar Mian, Vestari Berurim, we'll see in the world what Shtar Berurim means, Vechol Ma'isa Bezdin, all Ma'isa Bezdin, Rezi Yachza, all these things you can return, there's no Chash Peroyan, and all these things, you'll have to return all these different things. So we have a Geras Shum, a Geras Mazon, Shtar Chalitza, Mudim, all these things in the Nachshash, and you're allowed to give it back. Chol Ma'is the Bezdin, raise the Yachse. Matzav Chafisa of Luskuma, let's say he found the get in these different type of pouches, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what it is, or you found Tachos of Staris, a bunch of Staris, or Agudas of Staris, or a tied up bunch of Staris, again, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the difference between Tachos and Agudas is. I raise the Yachse, give it back, you know why? Here it's a Simen. You have a simon on your pouch, you have a simon on the staris, and therefore you can give it back. But kama agudas of staris, shloisha kshurim zevazeh, three staris tied to each other. Well, again, we'll see in the Gemara exactly all these different things. Rav Shimon Mila Imer, let's say you find three staris, three different banks, but one loiva. Three different malvas, one loiva. Echad aloiva mishloisha yachz loiva. You find the three staris together, you assume it's on the loiva. What's the chances all three malvas lost them in the same place? So therefore, if you find the star rice in one place, it belongs to the loiva. If you find three stars that say the same malva, three different loivas, shloisha halavim and echad yachas malva, go back to malva again, because what's the chances of being in one place? It must be it's from the one who's the common denominator. Much a star ben shtar rice of You found a star between your stories. You're not sure what it is. Maybe someone gave it to you to watch. You have no idea what the star is doing here. You don't know if it's paid, not paid. You shall leave it till Yo comes. And yes, your mom says, if it has with it a shaver, you should do what it says in the shaver. Now, even though who usually owns, holds on to the shaver, the loiva who paid up. But still, we'll see that here you do what it says in the shaver. Again, the Gemara will explain this halacha. Zog the Gemara. My story berurim. It said one of the examples of the first part of the Mishnah says, erase the yach, they give it back, is story berurim. The other ones are self understood. There's no chash there. You give a shum, give a mazon, story chalitza, story mian, you give it back. Story berurim, what is that? So one pshat is, here they touched story tanasa. It means, when they say that different baladinim say tainus and bezin, they write each one down. It's like the court clerk writes everything down, and those are called story berurim, fidus pshat. So it means you found star the tainus saw that you give back, no problem. Rabbi, huh?
Not saying anything.
Not saying anything. Just saying reporting what happened to bezin.
Who are you giving it to?
You give it back to the Bezdin, or whoever's saying it's theirs. There's no chash. Rav Yirmiyah mazeh bayer loy echa vazeh loy echa. Shtar Berurim are a star that's saying which dayin they picked. That Reuven picked that dayin, and Shimon picked this dayin, and the third one they have to decide on. But it's called Shtar Berurim. They start which dayin to take, and that star also you can return, because there's no chash. What could happen already? Give it back to them. The Mishnah is further. Chomai is the Bezdin, raise the achzer. So who gita? The shtakach beidina de Rav Huna. There was a get that was found in the bezdin of Rav Huna. To have a kosav bey b'shviri masa da rochas nara. It said in the get that this get was written b'shviri masa da rochas nara. The place that the get was shviri masa, which is on the nahar rochas. So here, do you give the get back to the isha or not? Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said, chashinon shnei shviri. We're worried. Don't give back to the isha. Why? But worried that really there are two different shviris, and this is not doesn't belong to this isha. It belongs to a different person who has the same name in the same city. And like Rashi speaks out, that afagav the shviri haydu alano aim bash the yisven shimon. Even though the shviri we know about doesn't know two yisven shimon, it's a different shviri, and that's what doesn't know yisven shimon. Therefore, we don't give it back. That's what Rav Huna held. Omer Rav Chista l'Rabba puk ayin. Go look into this kash into this shaila. L'urto by Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to ask for you to answer him this question. Mina. Nofak dok v'eshkach. He went out and he looked into it and he said he found v'eshkach, he found our Mishnah. T'nan, kol ma'isa bezdin, rezi achse, evi ma'isa bezdin, which means anything that's a certified star in bezdin, you give it back. So we're saying, l'chayr over here, this get was a get that was mekuyim. Rashi says in the bottom of Chof Amud Aleph, this get they found, mekuyim behempik. It was a mekuyim with a hempik, and the shliach says it fell for me. I was on the way bringing it to the isha. So that's called a ma'aseh bezdin. It says in our Mishnah, every ma'aseh bezdin. We ask, what's the word of ma'aseh bezdin? Ma'aseh bezdin is only written if it's for sure being given over or it was for sure done. You don't write a star lulva so lava by a ma'aseh bezdin. So ma'aseh bezdin doesn't have a chashash peroyin. Doesn't have these chashashes. Or a chashash was never given. Maybe a chashash peroyin is a chashash, but never had a chashash that was never given. So here, he said, "L'chayr, you should give it to the isha because it's ma'aseh bezdin." Amalei of Amram l'Rabba, heicha pashas ma'ar asur remayna. Our mishnah pashtos kol ma'aseh bezdin is yachzer. We are assuming it's only a dafka money that if it's a star a chayiv, do you give it back? How do you learn out iser, which is get for mamon? Amalei, that's what Amram told Rabba. How can it be a raya? Oh, very good. Amalei, tarda. He said meshumim, mixed up one. It says Starich Litzavirin in the Mishnah. That's a raya. So Rav Amram shepherded with Rabba by asking this question, and Rabba answered Rav Amram pretty sharply. So what happened was, Paka Arz of the Beirav, one of the beams in the Beis Medrash cracked, and one of them cracked. Mar Omar, one Samshim was sorry to di Paka. It broke because of me, because my covered. Rav Amram said, it's because my covered, because you called me Tarda. Omar Omar, Shem Lasari Didi Paka. The other one said, no, it's because of me. You screamed at me, and Rabbi, how had I learned out? So therefore, it came from me. Now, the Marsha learns that they weren't proud of it. Marsha says, Kol Echroi Mis Oinin Shal Yodoi, that has happened to them. It's not a good thing that because of your chus that this happened. It wasn't such a good thing. They were saying, oh, it's because of me. I feel bad. Or it's because of me. Either way, the Maisa, from our Gemara's Bavoyer, that Kol Maisa was in Yachzer, and you could learn out, because it's fine, Shtari Chalitza Amiyan, that you do give back, so you could learn out a surah from a surah, and if by a get, we'll learn out from Kol Maisa Bezdin, how raise the Yachzer that you give the get back.